Well, Meghna, the fight over picking the next Supreme Court justice is already shifting the national debate over one big issue, gun control. One of the country's most powerful pro-gun rights groups has filed a lawsuit to overturn New York's ban on military-style assault rifle sales. Now they're backing away from their own suit because they worry it might eventually make its way to a more liberal Supreme Court. Brian Mann from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
Before his death last month, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia wrote a lot of conservative opinions, none more conservative than the landmark Heller decision. It made regulating guns much more difficult for state and local governments. In a 2012 interview with Fox News, Scalia suggested that private ownership of most kinds of firearms, even those designed for the military, is likely protected under the Second Amendment.
It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes.
But in 2013, after the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut, New York State passed the SAFE Act. The law seemed to push back directly against Scalia's Heller decision. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo convinced Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature to approve a ban on the sale of guns like the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. They also passed strict new limits on magazines that make it easier to fire a gun rapidly without reloading. Here's Governor Cuomo speaking at the SAFE Act signing ceremony.
The high-capacity magazines that give you the capacity to kill a large number of human beings in a very short period of time is nonsensical.
With financial backing from the NRA, a group called the New York Rifle and Pistol Association sued in federal court, hoping to dismantle the SAFE Act and hoping to set a new national precedent, making it even harder to regulate military-style assault rifles. That group's president, Tom King, declined to be interviewed for this story, but he talked about the lawsuit in a video posted on YouTube.
It's been an expensive fight, but it's well worth it because what is the Second Amendment worth? What are your Second Amendment rights worth?
The Rifle and Pistol Association lost that case last year in a lower federal court, then quickly announced that it would push its appeal to the Supreme Court. But then came Justice Scalia's death, and last week the Rifle and Pistol Association abruptly pulled the plug, telling the New York Daily News that the legal climate now is too risky. Tom King, who also sits on the NRA's national board, told the newspaper that this is just the wrong time for a case like this to go forward.
Well, they realized that they couldn't win without Scalia on the Supreme Court. If that case made it to the Supreme Court, there's just no way the case would be heard.
Leah Gunn Barrett heads New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. The group backed the SAFE Act and advocates for tighter gun laws. She agrees that Justice Scalia's passing has shifted the legal climate surrounding gun control, at least for now. She thinks President Obama's pick to replace Scalia, Federal Judge Merrick Garland, could make that shift permanent.
Based on his record as a judge in D.C., I think that, you know, he would be certainly open, along with the other four liberal justices, to not only reviewing Heller, but, you know, Citizens United and the decision that gutted the Voting Rights Act.
So Barrett thinks the Heller decision could be in play if Garland is confirmed. Gun rights advocates also worry about his ruling in NRA versus Reno. In that decision, Garland agreed with the federal government's need to temporarily retain background check information from gun buyers. Yesterday, the NRA tweeted a message to its members arguing that Judge Garland would be, quote, bad on guns. The group urged the Senate not to confirm him. Their hope is that this new legal climate will be temporary, that a Republican will win the White House in November, who will then appoint a new justice with views on gun rights more like those of Antonin Scalia. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann.